of knowing.
All right, man. Welcome to Crow 777 Radio. This is episode 581. Jason Lindgren is with me and Matt Roski returns. People have been raving about his supplements and we had him on before and I don't even think most people knew he was doing it, but the pearl powder and other things, restoring vision, it's pretty crazy, but we're going to get into all this. We've put up a link to Matt Roski on the sponsorship page. It's a 10% discount on anything you grab there. And I'm big on supplements that work, as everybody knows. I don't have arthritis because of them. I don't have a lot of things because of them. But let's jump in here. Welcome, Jason.
And a fine good morning.
All right. Welcome back, Matt.
Thank you for having me on and happy full moon.
Just quickly tell folks where they can find you and your work.
So they can find me on cultivateelevate.com. We have a whole bunch of superfoods on there. And then as we talked about before in the past, our electroculture podcast can also be found on there as well too.
Yeah, I'm big on that too. I've been doing that all around. It's crazy that you can just stick some copper in the ground and reap benefits. I don't think we've been told the truth, but anyhow, let's start on square one. You've been experiencing a lot of censorship.
Oh, yes. The censorship has been going off the charts. They just reduced my views by 95%. I talked about the 2020 radio wave sickness, the loss of smell, loss of taste, dizziness, that whole thing that people were experiencing from the rollout of all the cell phone towers being placed all over, new technology, all that stuff. And they just censored me for that. They censored me before for the eclipse. I told everybody to go out and look at the eclipse without the glasses. All these professionals came out and said, don't do that. I went out and looked at it for 20 minutes. And it was funny because I had a lady send me a message afterwards that she did the same thing and her vision improved. And she was kind of blown away because she's like, I've been told to do the opposite. And they, you know, they sell you those DuPont eyeglasses, you know, to try to block out the rays. And I went into the book Light as Medicine, Jacob Liberman, and showed about UV lights being beneficial, UV spectrums being beneficial. You know, we always are blocking out all the UVs. That led to more censorship. And then just, I mean, every topic related to being healthy just gets hit, you know, and it's crazy because now it's gotten to the point where people will go and comment. Like I had a person comment that they use dragon's blood and pearl powder, and it says that their comment has been restricted. And they're like, it's worked for me. And they screenshotted it. And it said, Instagram has removed this comment and restricted this comment. And then I had people sharing my last videos that I was doing with the EMF reader with the Trifield TF2. And when they would share them, they would get banned or shadow banned for 90 days. So, you know, the censorship is just gone, you know, it's rampant on all of these topics. And it's just crazy because people are just trying to find information to be healthy and know the truth. And it's sad that it has to come to that. So I've been focusing on other platforms, Telegram, Rumble. I've even been doing stuff on Twitter now, too, because it's just the platforms of trying to engage and talk to each other are just horrible. And they censor you and then nobody can find the information, which is unfortunate.
No, there's, I mean, if people haven't woke up to the fact that they want us fat, dumb, and happy, and they are implementing social engineer to this end everywhere. I just saw a thing where apparently boot camps for the military, besides the fact that if you join, they're going to turn you into a pincushion and you're going to get Lord knows how many inoculations. It's becoming a bit like a fat camp. It is nothing. I'm not saying the boot camp I went through was good. What I am saying is they're intentionally softening everything down, removing masculinity, anything to do with health. But to come back around to the vision thing, I know for a fact that the sun will improve your vision because I sun gazed forever. And people shouldn't just jump into this. They need to learn and, you know, you slowly get into it. I have mixed feelings about the eclipses. I guess I kind of lean to them as a negative event, but I too, in 2017, stared straight into the sun. Of course, I sun gazed, but over time, I think David Weiss had a similar experience. Your vision gets better, and we've been told these things can't happen. But let's hit the ground running. Let's talk about the pearl powder, which I think is primarily for teeth, skin, hair, nails, this kind of thing. But people are raving about this to include Rose and a family member of Rose who have improved their vision. So let's jump into that.
So pearl powder is just air compressed pearls. That's what you're consuming. And it dates back, you know, 5,000 years ago in traditional Chinese medicine, Ayurvedic medicine. They were using pearls to heal people. They were using it to cool the body. A lot of times we have too much heat you know, with all these cell phone towers and everything else, it's heating everything up. So it can help cool the body. But when you go back into pearls, you think of something like pearly whites, you know, and that whole slogan, and how people used to replace their teeth with pearls. This actually used to happen in South America. Anytime somebody lost a tooth, they would put a pearl in their mouth instead of these synthetic polymers and DuPont plastics. So that was one thing. Then you move into the eyesight. And this is what the one that got me. There was a study done by Dr. Wang, and she studied her patients who had cataracts. And she had about 100 patients who had cataracts. She gave them pearl powder for 2 months. Basically, they made it, they put it around their eyes, and then they consumed it. And after 60 days, about 60 to 70% of all of her patients, so about 70 patients, all their cataracts were reversed. And I sat there and I thought, if this is true, then eyesight can regenerate. And this was about a year ago I found this out. So I've always been told, you know, your eyes get worse. They give you thicker and thicker glasses, you know, which work like a crutch when you really think about it. But, you know, you get these thicker and thicker glasses and you never address the root cause, which is lack of nutrition. And so as this journey of pearl powder has gone on for the last year, we've had people come back to us and send us messages and telling us that their cataracts have reversed. We had a gentleman who was 88 years old. He took pearl powder for a month. He had his cataracts reduced by 80%, and the eye professional was stunned.
Orally or topically? Sorry to interrupt, but was he doing both oral and topical?
He was just eating the capsules. That was just what he was doing, two capsules a day, because he was an older gentleman, so he was just trying it out.
Yep.
But he went back to the eye professional, and his cataracts were resolved by 80%, and his vision has improved. Then we had a couple other people who they went from, let's say, -4 to -3. We had other people who went from -3 to -2. We had another lady who went from +6 to +4. We had a person when we first started pearl powder who actually had a husband who was legally blind and could not see color, and he can see color again.
Wow.
So, you know, you start to really think, you know, we're self-regenerating beings, even though Google says the opposite. But you really start to think, what is our true potential of how fast we can heal? And what's been remarkable is seeing people heal in, you know, 30 days, like just real fast, you know, and that I think is the most wildest thing, because we're just addressing, you know, minerals and meridian lines, because the meridian lines of pearl powder connect into the spleen. And when we start to feed the spleen, it starts to feed the connective pathways that connect up to the eyes. And one of the most fascinating things I was researching about pearl was that pearl contains structured water, 2% structured water. And the eyes require up to 25% of our nutrition for the day. So if you start to think about it, your eyes are requiring a majority of your nutrition is just required for your eyes, because there's so much water in your eyes and they need the minerals for them to function. So if we don't feed them, and the pearls look like an eye, but if we don't feed the eyes, then they begin to fall apart. And it's just been through the last year, it's been just a remarkable journey, because we started off with one little pearl powder. It was 60 grams. Then we rolled out the capsules. And then because it was just going crazy, we did the 200 gram bag, because I started to realize you could also use it topically. You could replace your toothpaste, you know, something like that. You can use coconut oil, pearl powder, and cloves to replace your toothpaste. So you don't got to use the fluoride toxins that they try to, you know, give to people. And then you can also use it with castor oil and pearl powder and then place it around the eyelids. And this has had a lot of success with people who they can't see really, really that good up close. You know, they usually use readers, but they do a little bit of pearl powder and castor around the eyelids, and then they put it on at nighttime and let it soak in, and they're not using their readers anymore. And castor oil goes back to all the pulling. You know, you think of all like the pulling of toxins and pulling things kind of like enemas, which are, you know, very beneficial, but you think about something like that. But, you know, we're basically just trying to feed these areas that are missing. And when we get into all these cell phone towers, Wi-Fi, and why I removed Wi-Fi out of the place that I live in, but any of the Wi-Fis in these towers and these things, they cook water. And if you think about your eyes, they got water in them. So, you know, with all these screens and LEDs and everything that they're trying to sell to people, that's impacting the eyes. And the biggest one was the LEDs are linked to cataracts, which, you know, so you sit there and go, okay, you understand how radio frequencies are impacting the eyes. But with pearl powder, we can heal all that. And I realize that, once again, we're self-regenerating beings, but when you get into it, it's just remarkable what nature provides without side effects, you know, because we're always given these pills that come with like 10,000 side effects, including death. So it's like, how is that addressing the root cause? That's part of the Flexner Report and the Rockefeller. So with pearl powder, you can use it in so many different ways. You can make your own soaps, you can make your own toothpaste, your own skincare. And that's what's cool. You know, it can get rid of a lot of the toxic stuff that we've been sold and these big industries, which are just poisoning us to buy more product over time.
My entire view of the world shifted over the last decade. I firmly believe that anything can be healed. There are a few exceptions that have to do with the brain and certain birth defects. But as an example, I was recently told, oh, a cavity can be reversed and you can grow. It's just a crystal, or think of it as a crystal. And then I saw an ad on TV for some toothpaste, and I noticed the wording for the first time. They said, once that enamel is gone, you're not getting it back. That's a very particular way to word a thing. And I've been told my whole life that once you lose your enamel, you can't, but that is apparently not true. As you're pointing out with the vision, and I'm going to let Jason jump in because I have a feeling he has some things. But the other thing is, the first time a doctor came on and said, there has never been a pharmaceutical that has cured anyone of anything. And I think Jason had the same reaction. I'm all, wait a minute, is that true? And I brought up antibiotics, of course, because everyone knows that'll stop an infection. But all they're doing is masking symptoms, and symptoms are the warning flag. But let me get Jason in here because I'm pretty sure he has things.
Well, I've been taking the pearl powder for, I don't know, maybe it's a week and a half now. And you were talking about the eyes. I just realized that the floaters that I had in my right eye are gone.
Yep. That was another one. We had a lot of people with floaters and they're gone. And you have to think of floaters as kind of like the damage. Like it's kind of like, it's very subtle damage that has been done to the eye, or just lack of nutrition. And you would start to get like these little dots or little globes floating around, almost like snow. But yeah, we've had a lot of success stories with that as well, too, where people had little dots floating around, and the pearl powder, after you've been doing it for 2 weeks, gone, you know? So it's remarkable how fast the body can heal. And I don't know how long you've had floaters for, or that floater, but for in a 2 weeks time frame, it's pretty quick.
How were you taking it, Jason? Topically or orally or both?
Just the capsules orally.
How quick did you notice the result?
I've been taking it for about a week and a half or so, but just now is when I realized that the floaters were gone.
It's astonishing when you hit the right supplement, how quickly it works. Everyone knows that I was on the air with Clive when I was talking about the trigger finger, and he got me on the magnesium, which helped, but it didn't totally go away. Later, I started getting terrible arthritis. The day that I realized I was short on a B12, which came to me in a B12 complex, and niacin is the other one. The same day that I took it, it was gone. And I'm hearing echoes of that in what you're providing, Matt. It's like when you hit the bullseye, things happen pretty quickly.
Well, and that's the thing is, you know, sometimes we try to address something, like you said, like single-handedly, and that's difficult, you know, because everything works together, you know. And when I got into Pearl, I realized that it has magnesium carbonate in it, which is the best bioavailable or absorbable form of magnesium. So then you sit there and think, well, who created all these vitamins? This is a deep rabbit hole. You go back into when the Rockefellers funded this fellow who created the first vitamins. And the first vitamin ever created was a nutritional yeast. And it's still sold at the grocery store today. It's B vitamins with inactive yeast and everything else. But what was interesting is that guy couldn't fully heal the illnesses in which he was trying to fix. So when I think about things now, I start to think of everything in a food form. And the reason I say that is because when I was in the fitness world, everything was single ingredients or something trying to address. But I started to realize everything works in complex ways where things stack and go hand in hand. So if you miss magnesium, you need selenium. And for me, back in the day when I had all these supplements and the things and everything else, I realized I had to take like 50 things. But now with just simple food forms like pearl powder or dragon's blood or Shilajit, I'm covering all of the minerals that I need, or trace minerals, so that I don't have to have 8,000 things in my cabinet anymore. And maybe you feel the same way. I don't know. But it's just something that's kind of dawned on me from just getting things from all food sources now, instead of just how I used to do things back in the day.
Yeah. So what you're talking about is difficult because when you get to a certain level, you realize that when you walk through the doors of a grocery store, that 90 some percent of everything in there is low quality, if it can even be called food.
Yep.
Not only that, it is loaded with chemicals. I mean, when you start going to get ham, like when I was a kid, it was commonplace to have a ham sandwich. Go ahead and try to find a ham without sugar in it. Salt, all these things they put in. So the problem becomes, how do I eat to replace it? Now, to get to your point, I was getting to a point where I literally did start to have like 50 supplements, but I did what you did. I started going back over to my vegetables, my fruits, and the foods I eat. I do eat fish, and I've got it down to, I think I take about 10 things a day, but that includes everything. And some of them, not every day.
That sounds right. Yeah. Cause you go back to the food sources and realize, like you said, if for a while you have a whole cabinet full of things, and then are some of them even working? Or like you said, they might have inactive fillers like maltodextrin, citric acid, you know, soy lecithin. Soy lecithin is a big one too, because they put soy lecithin in vitamin D products, and soy lecithin blocks vitamin D. So you sit there and think, well, then the person's just eating nothing. Like it's like $13 for the vitamin D supplement. And they're not getting any vitamin D because all of them contain soy lecithin. So, you know, you sit there and go, this is crazy, because you're putting all the stuff that causes issue, or you see like a detox product that has, say, citric acid in it, which is a GMO black mold. And it's like for mold detox. And it's like, but that's going to cause even more issues because it's got synthetic things. So I like to stick to just one ingredient, nature, the food, and as connected to nature as possible without altering anything and impacting it.
This is why I cover so many folks like what we're doing here today with you, because I know what you're creating is quality. I know that it is head and shoulders above anything I'm going to get at CVS or somewhere like that. And I know that supplements can change your life if you do it right. But let's keep moving. Let's talk about the benefits of castor oil and how to use it.
So castor oil, you want to get organic castor oil. You know, you want to make sure with that, because the problem with the castor oils is if they're not organic, they can be doused with all kinds of pesticides. And it's, since the castor oil is deeply going into your skin and penetrating into your eyes or your liver or wherever else you're placing it, you know, you don't want to be putting pesticides deep into your body. You know, it doesn't make any sense. But there's a brand, Organic Heritage Castor Oil. You can get that one. There's a couple others. You just want to make sure that they're like hexane-free, cold-pressed. You know, that they're not refined. Sometimes they have cheaper ones, which are refined. But, you know, you want it as pure and as organic as possible. But castor oil is great for pulling toxins out of the body. You know, it's very similar to people doing enemas. A lot of times you see like castor packs. You know, people take castor packs and they'll put it on their liver because they're trying to get everything to start flowing again, turn the liver back on. But it has a lot of remarkable benefits. And then with eyesight, sometimes I've started to think about, you know, not only is there a nutritional deficiency of eyesight, but sometimes I start to think about all maybe the toxins which have gathered around the eyes and around the eyelids. And what castor oil is doing is helping to pull that out, or at least get that to the surface. You know, because when we think of all the chemicals and foods and things like people have consumed, they are going into your skin. Your skin is the largest detox pathway. So if it can't come out one place, it could start coming out with your eyes. So with castor oil, you put a little around the eyelids with some pearl powder and you can do that. But there's remarkable benefits, and castor oil dates back, you're going real far again, but just benefits of better energy, better digestion, helping with brain fog. I know a lot of people have a lot of brain fog because their digestion is not working that properly. So castor oil can help with that. There's even people I know who even consume a little bit of castor oil, like orally, like on a spoon, so that they can cleanse out the gut lining. You know, this goes into that whole thing where they, you know, the parasite nonsense, which is like the full moon's pulling on the toxins type of thing. But a lot of times people got a lot of heavy metals in their body, and castor oil can also help pull that out and get that cleansed out of the system.
You got anything you want to add here, Jason?
Well, I haven't tried anything with the castor oil yet, but I do want to try that with the pearl powder. How do you do that, by the way? What's the actual physical procedure to do that?
So you could do 1 teaspoon of castor oil and then 1 teaspoon of pearl powder, and you can blend it to get it nice and thick. And then you can put a little bit around the eyes and on the eyelid. And you can mess around with the consistency. Like sometimes you can do a 1/2 teaspoon of pearl powder as well. and then just put a little bit and then just see how you feel. But I leave it on. I mean, I put castor oil on my hair. I put it on my skin. Yeah, I just leave it on all night and it absorbs right in. That's the other thing. When you get into a lot of these really natural lotions and things like that, they should absorb right into the system. You know, they shouldn't like leave a coating on your skin or anything else. But castor will absorb in right away. And I think it absorbs in within about 10 minutes.
So with the eyes, you can do that at night and then just leave it there and then that'll be fine?
Yes, yes, yes.
So it sounds like you're making a paste. So for a short while, there's like a paste on your lids and it absorbs in?
Yes, yes. That's kind of what it's like. And then you can make that paste and it can last, you know, 2 years if you want. A lot of people put it in a little jar and then they use that paste whenever that, you know, before they go to bed or whatever, they just put the little mask on and then they just fall asleep. Or some people just take a little cold water if they want and wipe it off if they feel. But for the most part, I mean, I just put the stuff on before I go to bed and then just fall asleep.
So you mentioned the liver pack. Are you talking about where you take like a dish towel or something, saturate it? I think you put it in the refrigerator, saturated with castor, and then you like just cinch it around your waist so that it's over your liver. Is that what you were referencing?
Yep. They tape it on there and it looks just like they got a little fanny pack on them and they just put it right on the liver and they let it just sit on that. And that's just, it's allowing the castor oil to penetrate through the skin. And because, like we were talking about, the skin is the largest detox pathway, you know, it's going to fully absorb. And this is an important topic that most people, you kind of don't think about, but kind of like even the water that you're using, you know, in the house, if you have a shower or a bath or you take anything, you know, if there's a lot of toxins and you don't have a filter or let's say you don't have a well or whatever it may be, a lot of that stuff can go right into your body and start messing with your skin. So castor oil can help pull that out, but you also want to make sure that if you are doing the castor oil detoxes or anything like that, you also want to make sure that your water is filtered so you're not putting the same chemicals kind of back into your skin, because as you take that warm shower, your pores open up and everything gets fully absorbed. And there's a great website, ewg.org, where you can look up your zip code and find out what's in your water. And over here in Arizona, it's pretty wild. So, you know, people should be aware of what they're trying to place into the water supply.
It's unreal. It's unreal where we are. We're coming to the tip of the mountain. Something's got to give because there is a full frontal effort to remove anything about health, to downgrade all food, just basically downgrade everything. It's crazy. But I know we've already talked about it, but people have raved about it so much. Let's just address the pearl powder because it's on our list and I want to make sure we get everything about it.
So with the pearl powder, there's also selenium, magnesium carbonate, and then iodine. Iodine is very crucial for the body and the thyroid. A lot of people who are having thyroid issues, they're actually lacking iodine. There's a great book called The Iodine Crisis, which I highly recommend everybody read. But basically back in the 1970s, they took all the iodine out of the food and switched it with bromide. And that bromide completely messes up the thyroid. And then if you get into canola and soy, any of those oils that you know people are cooking with, that also messes with the thyroid. So pearl powder can be a great solution for iodine naturally occurring. Same with sea kelp. People can also look into Lugol's iodine, which is another great one too. But when it comes to it, your thyroid is very, very crucial. It regulates every single thing. And a lot of people's thyroids are being impacted. And then when you look at the impacts that come with radio frequencies, Wi-Fi, cell towers, cell phones, things like that, that also impacts the thyroid. So I always tell people to hardwire their internet, you know, like I am right now, just have an Ethernet cord and it's just plugged in. There's no Wi-Fi in my place. But pearl powder can help bring magnesium, selenium, and iodine back into the body, which are these trace minerals. You know, a lot of the times, like we were talking about, people are looking for trace minerals and you're buying something that usually is synthetic. You know, it's a bunch of synthetic trace minerals. We need food source because we want the best absorbable for our body. Because, for example, you went out into nature, you know, you're not just going to eat the seed of something. You're going to eat the whole apple or the core and the whole entire thing. That's the full spectrum part that we want to have consumed into our body.
So what is pearl powder? What is it made from?
So pearl powder is just air compressed pearls. So think of just mother pearl and the little pearls that you see that people wear as necklaces. And you're just consuming just pure air compressed pearls. And we use air compression because we don't want to completely, you know, they irradiate them and cook them and do all kinds of weird things. Just use a little air pressure, turn it into powder. That's why it's very fine and very silky, but it's just pure pearls like people have pearl necklaces. And you think of all the, you know, if you get into the royals and all the people who wore pearls and pearls in the crowns and everything else, it's the water element. You know, you're bringing in the water minerals and the water element. And then the pearl also represents the moon. You know, we have the full moon today. So it also represents the moon energy. So you're bringing in that cooling energy, which is very beneficial when we're overheated and stressed all the time. You know, that's the realm.
You know, if you think about a pearl, not only does it look like an eye, but a lot of times it's actually an oyster or whatever the shellfish is. There's an irritant in it. So it builds the pearl around it to encapsulate it. But there's all these, translucent and refractive properties. And if I'm not mistaken, I think pearls can be dissolved in vinegar. I think I remember reading that somewhere.
I haven't tried that, but I have made soaps with pearl using baking soda and soda ash and borax. So that's another one too. You know, you can make your own soaps, but I haven't tried that with the vinegar. The pearl is just a fun one to mix with all different types of things and kind of see what happens. But, you know, I've done a lot with baking soda and then borax, which is another banned topic. And then soda ash, which is the original way that people used to do laundry back in the 1900s.
Everything's banned if it's healthy. Half the time, people don't think they're getting banned, but it's all made up. Their numbers are made up and everything else. Let's keep moving here. Let's get into dragon's blood, anti-inflammation, and vitamin C.
So dragon's blood is an ancient tree sap. If people want to think about tree sap, they can think about turpentine. You know, turpentine is very, very healing. It comes from pine trees. They used to tap the pine trees and it would cleanse out the system. So dragon's blood is the same concept. It's tree sap from the Draco tree, the dragon tree. People can look this up. It's a really, really cool Atlantean tree that dates back to, you know, before a lot of resets happened and things like that. But it's a really cool tree. And when I started learning about it, I was reading about how it could heal wounds. It could heal the skin. You know, people suffering from eczema, definitely a big one. And what I realized is they actually used to use this in South America as a Band-Aid. So instead of having the DuPont Band-Aids that they sell us and everything else, they would just take a little bit of dragon's blood and place it onto that wound, and it would heal within 72 hours. So I thought, okay, well, if that's possible, then this has got to work remarkable for eczema, you know, or anybody suffering from eczema. Because eczema is a challenging one because we have a billion different things to try to figure out. So we rolled out the dragon's blood, and we had a lot of people who tried it with eczema. And we have a video on our page on Cultivate Elevate of a lady who had really, really bad eczema to a point in which she couldn't even play with her children and like sit with them and things like that because her hands were so bad. That was another 30-day success story of doing just two capsules a day of the dragon's blood and just healing. And it's really cool because dragon's blood has the highest auric value, the highest antioxidant value, or the highest oxygen value, as I've started to learn. But it's 3 million. So this is a very high, powerful superfood. You have other ones like chaga, which is about 50,000. You have blueberries, which is 10,000. And you have dragon's blood, which is 3 million. And the amount of studies for dragon's blood, there are thousands of studies on this. They've used it for pets. They've used it for people. They've used it for radiation properties. They've used it for H. pylori and gut health. You know, a lot of people with the parasite stuff, they take a lot of synthetic stuff, which is owned by, once again, the same companies that are poisoning us. But, you know, you can stick to natural things. Dragon's blood works really well for the gut and cleaning out the gut and then also helping to heal the skin. I started to realize that dragon's blood works kind of like stem cells. And you remember that whole thing in the 90s, they kind of threw that under the rug and stopped talking about it. But it reminds me of stem cells because there's a lot of research and a lot of things that have been shown where dragon's blood can help regenerate gums. And a lot of people have recessive gums because they're missing the nutrients, and they take a little bit of dragon's blood, place it on the gums, and then also eat the dragon's blood as well too. But place it on the gums topically, and their gums start to regenerate. And this is, once again, has shown me another where something can regenerate the eyesight, the gums, the skin, you know, and dragon's blood is just kind of coming in there. But when I learned about this about a year ago, I thought, people got to try, I got to try this. You know, I got to see if this works to the way it was. And it's been just a success since then. And especially for people with pain, you know, if people have inflammation, dragon's blood works really well with that. They can actually stack that with borax. I have a lot of people who've done that combination, dragon's blood and borax together. But, you know, it's just when you get into it, you start to realize that tree sap, you know, which is just coming out of all these beautiful mesquite trees that are next to me and everything else, is very healing. And we need each part of nature. And the dragon's blood is the beautiful tree sap, which helps heal all the different parts of the connective tissues and the brain, the gut, and everything connected.
I could still remember the first time I ever saw a dragon tree. I must have been about 10 with my father down at the Hotel Del Coronado. If people want to see what this very interesting tree looks like, do a search for the dragon tree of Hotel Del Coronado. I think it showed up in a movie, and I'm reasonably sure it was over 100 years old back then. I think it was planted before the turn of the century, the 1900s. But it's a stunning tree. And what's interesting is the Latin name is something like Dracaena Draco. So it's got the dragon idea even embedded in the Latin moniker that was attached to it, just to make the point. All right, let's jump into, and I know I'm going to say it wrong, Shilajit.
Yeah, Shilajit, Shilajit. I say it, I realize language is whoever decides it. So, you know, I think you said it correctly. But Shilajit or Shilajit is it's basically an ancient tar that has been compressed by the mountains, and we source ours from Siberia. Our farmer goes up there, collects all the Shilajit, and then we source it through them. But it's an ancient tar that has been compressed. It has tons and tons of different trace minerals, usually about 84 of 102 minerals. So if a person's looking for nature's multivitamin, Shilajit is that. When you're consuming Shilajit, you want to use a little bit of fat with it because it does contain fat-soluble vitamins. So people can use a little coconut oil, a little olive oil, a little tallow, whatever they would like to do. They just consume a little bit. Even when I take it with my coffee, I just do a little raw cream in there or raw coconut oil, and that will help bring in those fat-soluble vitamins. But Shilajit's a big one. It's got very high levels of fulvic acid, 75%. And fulvic acid has been shown to pull graphene out of the body. You know, there's a lot of stuff with what they're trying to do with all this graphene. And when you get into fulvic acid, humic acid, all of these things, there was a study that talked about how you could pull graphene out using things that contain humic acid, fulvic acid. So you can use things like Shilajit, you can use things like chlorophyll, you can use things like chlorella. You know, all of these things can help pull things out. But it's a great one for if a person's suffering from brain fog, you know, because usually the gut is not working properly. So they've got to cleanse that out. And then just pulling and chelating things. You know, you get into all the clays and everything that kind of pulls things out, even salt, you know, pulls things out of you. But it's a great one for that. It's a great one for energy, if you have fatigue, you know, if you have inflammation, pain. But that's another great one that when I learned about it, I was just kind of blown away. And when we first started our Shilajit, this was like two years ago, we had a liquid Shilajit. But the problem with liquid Shilajit is, number one, it gets real messy. And also, two, it tries to escape the bottle. It will literally try to get out of the bottle. So we went with the tablet form in a cold pressed form to make it easier for people to use. And we explored different of the tars, but the tars also get messy, or they turn to rocks. Or I went in this whole rabbit hole that they get pasteurized, which I never even knew. Some of the patents actually show that they've been pasteurized. So didn't want to do anything with that. And Shilajit is just a remarkable one for just bringing back minerals and restoring all the different parts of the body. Because a lot of the times, once again, if we're missing a certain minerals of, you know, certain parts of, let's say, from the mountain, then our body doesn't work in the same way. But it's one of my favorites. I take it every single day. I take two tablets every single day. Been on it for 4 years. There's a lot of people who've came out, you know, just stay away from Shilajit, blah, blah, blah. I think it's just a ploy for them to sell other things. But when you get into it, all of the oldest Ayurvedic healing medicines or nature's medicine, you start to see the same exact thing. You know, they address all these different meridian pathways, and Shilajit is definitely one of those.
It's going to be nice in this world when we get back to actual real medicine that is designed to heal us. That will be an amazing day. But we're about to jump into mushrooms, which are just simply amazing. The more I learn about mushrooms, the more I am blown away. I am aware that on Netflix, there is a movie called Fantastic Fungi. Go watch it if you want to learn about mushrooms and have your mind kind of blown. But mushrooms are strange. They're not a plant and they're not an animal. And yet they do have what we call meat. So they are interesting and completely underused in my book. But let's jump in with turkey tail.
I like how you said that, because they are very underused. You know, I only got into mushrooms about 8 years ago when I was studying cordyceps and chaga. I actually had a trip from taking a whole bunch of chaga. I made a chaga tea and actually tripped and saw myself outside my body and had a whole third party experience. But it was absolutely mind blowing. But, you know, that's what you just said, is we don't study them enough and we don't use them. But turkey tail is really interesting. Turkey tail has a lot of great studies for healing the gut. It also has a lot of studies related to cancer and that whole thing. You know, there's been a whole bunch of studies related to that. But, you know, balancing out the microbiome, because what's happening is we have a lot of glyphosate and pesticides going into the gut lining, which is causing an imbalance. That's why a lot of people have a lot of bloating. So what turkey tail can do is it can come in there and start balancing things out. And it can also help pull things out, because mushrooms also work to help chelate and get things going. But it's a very fascinating mushroom. It's definitely one of my favorites. It's stacked together. We have it with reishi, which is the mushroom of immortality. It balances out the central nervous system and will just make you sleep like a baby. You know, I take one before I go to bed every single night, and I sleep so good, and I wake up refreshed, full of energy. You know, if a person's suffering, most likely what's happening is while they're sleeping, their digestion is not fully working. And then they're waking up really tired because their stomach is working harder to try to break things down. So we have a blend. It's turkey tail reishi, and it's one of my favorites. I talk about it all the time. And like you said, I think it's a very, it's just not talked about enough. I don't think we realize how many benefits can happen from mushrooms and how many different organs that these mushrooms can feed. You know, that's the other thing. Like, we have to feed our organs. Otherwise, we can't keep eating the same thing with pesticides. But turkey tail and reishi, one of my favorites. You can take one or two capsules a day before bed and you will sleep like a baby.
You got to wonder how the immortality moniker got associated with reishi back in the ancient days. I mean, how were they using it that we're not aware of? But there is nearly a mushroom for anything. And there are things about mushrooms that'll blow your mind. Like, there's a kind of cordyceps that gets into insects, takes over their mind, and literally turns them into zombie bots, and uses the ant to its mushroom will to go, you know, further its species. I just heard, and I think it's in that movie, there is an oyster mushroom that they proved could clean up an oil spill. And after it had cleaned up the oil spill, you could safely eat the mushroom. That's how incredible this not plant is. But anyhow, let's jump into cordyceps.
So actually, the one that you just talked about is the one that we have. It's Cordyceps sinensis. It actually takes over an insect, and then you can actually eat it. And Cordyceps sinensis is very, very powerful for the lungs. If a person's having lung issues or they're lacking ATP or energy, Cordyceps is really great for the lungs. It's great for the kidneys. It's also great for the adrenals. And what was the most interesting study, and this is why I got into cordyceps. I got into cordyceps, I think, about 10 years ago when I was in the fitness world. I got into cordyceps because I was reading about how it could increase your VO2 max and the ability for you to absorb more oxygen. So I thought, wait a minute, what? So they basically have been using it in Tibet and other mountainous places so that they can increase their ability to absorb oxygen in places in which there's less oxygen up on the mountains. And so when I was taking it before working out, I noticed I don't have to breathe as much. And it's like, it's much easier to work out. And I thought, this is remarkable, you know, and it was interesting because all the Olympian athletes utilize cordyceps, even the Russians, the Chinese, you know, you get into all these Olympic athletes. And I always wondered, I was like, you know, people have talent. I can't discredit that at all. But there are natural, subtle ways to just enhance the body. And if you could increase oxygen, and this kind of connects to B15 and B17 too, what the Russians were using, but cordyceps can increase oxygen, you could be a better athletic performer. So cordyceps is really great for energy, for oxygen, for your kidneys, for your adrenals, and just once again, addressing that pathway. And with all the nonsense we were facing in 2020 where people couldn't breathe, you know, with all the towers and things like that, there's less oxygen in the air because it's spinning the molecule, if it's a molecule, if it's real or not. But it's basically reducing the oxygen. Cordyceps can work really well for people who are having breathing issues, asthma, maybe COPD, you know, anything that's breathing related, because you're feeding that pathway of the lungs, the kidney, and the adrenals.
I'm going to have to get the pearl powder and the cordyceps that you're providing and give them a go. But correct me if I get this wrong. The cordyceps somehow evolved to get into an insect, take over their mind, make them act in a way where the rest of the culture knows there's something wrong with it. So they carry it away from the tribe, and then like a mushroom will sprout out of its forehead, furthering the cordyceps species. Did I get that right?
That's correct. And then we eat it, which is funny, you know.
Is that also? So you mentioned Tibet. They harvest these little worms out in the grass. Is that cordyceps that's getting into those little caterpillar worms?
Yep, that's what they do. And they actually spend, I think, like a month, I think, harvesting. They go around collecting, finding all those. And the other reason they do that is because it's also great for fertility. And if you think about the springtime, everything is, there's pollen all over. You know, people can eat the pollen, which is great for fertility too. But, you know, there's all this pollen and all this blooming, and they actually go and collect the mushrooms and then they eat them. And then that relates to also boosting fertility. So it's a wild one. And yeah, they're just little worms. You know, they can grow on moths, larva, worms, different types of things. And this is a big reason, you know, people were like, oh, I don't, you know, want to try any cordyceps because of the movies that they saw and things like that. But what I've started to realize is every single thing is put there in nature, you know, and each thing complements certain parts. And we just use different parts to help balance or address one of the root causes that we're facing.
I didn't even think to consider that it was cordyceps, but I know that those little, I guess they're more like caterpillars that they're harvesting, are highly sought after. I'm pretty sure you can find clips of them on YouTube harvesting. And I guess not all of the caterpillars have it in them. So the ones that do are highly valued. But moving on, let's jump into lion's mane.
So lion's mane is one of my favorites when it comes to the mind. You know, I've tried a bunch of different nootropics. You know, I'm sure everybody's gone down that rabbit hole of all the nootropics that came out.
What do you think, Jeff, before you go forward on lion's mane, what do you think about the nootropics? Is it bunk or do you think there's something to it?
So long ago, I made a pre-workout that had nootropics. I think it was phenylparacetam and all that. And it was pretty mind-blowing. The problem with any of those is they burn you out really, really fast because they just rip through your dopamine and your serotonin. So that's the problem, I think, with all of those synthetic ones. You know, and some of them, I know like some of them, they'll keep you up for 23 hours, you know. So a lot of the stuff, I think it's overbearing. I think that you can work better with nature. You know, you can use things like lion's mane. You can use things like shishwanda, rhodiola, polygala. You know, there's a lot of different things that can help balance out serotonin and dopamine so that you don't burn through it so fast. But I went through that rabbit hole, I think it was like 9 years ago or 10 years ago, whatever it was. And I think just after a while, you start kind of going crazy. So I would rather stick to the natural ways with lion's mane and things like that. This kind of relates into Ormus too. You know, if people want to look into Ormus and mana, we can talk about that later too, but that's a cool one. But lion's mane, in my opinion, one of the best mushrooms for turning on the frontal cortex, because the frontal cortex is heavily impacted. Wi-Fi directly impacts the frontal cortex. It's your thought process. It's every way in which your brain thinks. And what happens is Wi-Fi disables the frontal cortex so that it doesn't work anymore. And then you move into the side hemispheres, which puts you into an emotional state so that you're not thinking logically. So with lion's mane, what you're doing is you're healing the frontal cortex and addressing all the neural pathways and everything in the brain. And it's really beneficial for the brain. It's great for cognition. It's great for the nerve health. It's great for your gut. You know, there's a great study that talks about how lion's mane can help with leaky gut. But it's one of my favorites. I mean, you just feel it. You can feel it, and you can feel your brain being sharp. You can feel your memory being better. You can feel the better clarity, the focus, and it's a really good boost to energy. And it's funny because they started turning it into all these different dishes, you know, like lion's mane, like chicken, you know, and lion's mane meats and things like that. But, you know, what you want to make sure, and this is a big one with all mushrooms, you know, it's, you want to make sure that they're log grown. You know, they're not put on rice and oats and things like that because they're not going to have the same nutrients. So we log grow, everything's grown on logs with our stuff and things like that. But lion's mane is probably one of my favorite nootropics that help the brain, that is natural, and you won't get in trouble for even a drug test too, because a lot of those nootropics, I remember people were testing all kinds of crazy things for drug tests. They were getting banned in sports. So lion's mane can be just a natural way to enhance the brain.
Just so everybody knows, the nootropics we were talking about, they often get marketed leveraging off that movie Limitless, where there's a magical pill that a guy takes and it opens up his brain. So he's an instant genius and he basically takes over Wall Street in a week or something like that. That's what's being leveraged off. And every person who I have asked about them has said something similar, that it's synthetic and it burns you out like too much Red Bull.
Yep. It feels like you just took a big hit of caffeine. And then I remember when I was exploring that one and experimenting, and I made a pre-workout a long time ago with it. And I remember I gave it to one of my clients when I was training, and she cleaned her whole house for like 4 hours. And she's like, "What's in this?" And I'm like, "I don't know. I don't know if this stuff should be okay, you know, to be whatever." And like you said, after about, I think, a week, you're completely burnt out, you know. And that's, and like you said, with that movie, you know, they try to portray it that you can be Superman forever, but the body always works in balance. You know, if it's just like the moon cycles, you got the high energy till the full moon. And then right after tomorrow for the next 14 days, your energy is going to decrease. It's just naturally how it always works with the balance.
Well, even in the movie, they open up with the people in the know have this drug that makes you into a genius, but then you die if you stop taking it or something like that. And by the end of the movie, they're trying to make it look like his genius allowed him to figure out how to overcome that problem. But anyhow, I want to get in the last mushroom, the last fungi before we break for hour one. So let's get into tremella.
Oh, yes. So tremella is a really cool one. They actually say that it is a gift from the stars that fell from the stars. Now, if you want to believe the stars are real or not, that's up to the person. But, you know, with it, it's a gift from the stars. And it looks like this, like, it almost looks like a jellyfish. You know, when you look up tremella, it looks like a jellyfish. And it's really great at healing the liver, which is a big one. A lot of people are having liver issues. Tremella is great for that. It's great for cholesterol. It's great for the brain. It also has a lot of precursors to hyaluronic acid, which is great for the skin. So if a person's having dry skin, they can use something like tremella to help hydrate the skin, because it's the precursor to hyaluronic acid, so that the skin can produce basically water and liquid so that it can stay hydrated. But it's a really, really cool mushroom. And I got into this one a long time ago. It can also help balance out blood sugar and help people who want to maybe fast for longer. That's another cool thing about tremella. But it's definitely one of my favorites for turning on the brain. It makes you can take it before you go to sleep too. It doesn't give you crazy energy, but it just helps to address the liver pathways and then everything related to even the heart. But there's a lot of studies on this one, and I feel it's a very, like, it's one of those mushrooms that just don't get any credit, you know, kind of things. And it's definitely one of my favorites. But the coolest part is that it looks like a jellyfish. And I think, you know, when we think back of jellyfishes and all the things, you know, you're going really far back in time, and you think of something that has been, you know, it's been created and completely see-through, but has a body, you know, and I think that's really fascinating. So with tremella, I think it's one of the coolest ones and a very underlooked mushroom.
Well, it's funny because I did a quick lookup on tremella just to see, and out of the gate, they admit that it's antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, probably good for serious conditions like heart disease, cancer, diabetes, kidneys. But then they immediately say, but we've only done test tube studies and studies on animals, so it's not safe for people and we need to know more about it. So there's probably something very valuable there when we see that kind of thing done on mainstream information sources. Jason, you want to get anything in here?
Well, Rose wants to know about your 6-mix mushroom blend with reishi, cordyceps, lion's mane, tremella, Maitake and Mishima. Why did you choose these 6 for the blend?
So I chose that 6 blend because it covers pretty much all the organs in the body. But the reason I chose the Mishima, that was one that I studied heavily into. And the reason I studied that one was because it helps with radiation poisoning. There's been a ton of studies showing that it helps with radiation poisoning. And so when I thought about, with everything that was happening in 2020, that whole nonsense and people suffering from radio wave sickness, I thought there's got to be a counter. And Mishima works really well for radiation poisoning. You have Maitake, which gives you a natural source of vitamin D. You have the cordyceps for your breathing, which was also being impacted. Then you have lion's mane for your brain. You have a little bit of tremella in there as well, which we just talked about. And then last but not least, you have reishi, which is, you know, covering all your bases. So I wanted to make a very nice blend. That one actually comes, we have 100 grams, and then we also have a 60 gram capsule. But I wanted to make a nice blend that people can use to address all their organs, because, you know, I think we need to feed everything. And that one covers just a little bit of everything so that you can help feed, but also protect and heal the cells from all the bombardment and nonsense that we face.
Well, I know Rose is big on the pearl powder and some of the other things that you've done and things that are specific to her condition, but we're going to break now for hour one. So Matt, can you tell folks one more time before we break where they can find you and your work and the supplements we've been talking about?
Of course. So you can find us on cultivateelevate.com. And then you can also find us on Telegram, Cultivate Elevate or Elevate Thy Mind. We have a page on there too. But you can find, we have all different testimonials. We got reviews. We have a whole bunch of different stuff. And I try to post as much as I can of everybody else's reviews and testimonials too, so people can see all the benefits of all of the different superfoods that we offer.
All right. We're going to have a sponsored link on the sponsorship page. The code will be CROW10, CROW10, to get you 10% off these wonderful supplements. That's why we have that page, is try to get reductions in costs for things that we know are well-made, important, and that work. I'm going to wrap up hour one of 581. The first hour is free to everybody at crow777radio.com. That is CROW777radio.com. Members know to log in for the full episode. Members get access to all the forums. They can create their own forums, all the comments areas, and they can stream the two-hour film called Shoot the Moon, which covers all my previous telescope work, all my current telescope work, which has to do with the sun specifically, will only be available on crow777radio.com for members. I will not be posting it where it can be censored in the world. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back for hour two. I hope to see you logged in as a member. There it is. I'd like to wish you all a happy, healthy, and higher-minded new era. Cheers.
Belief is the enemy of knowing.